Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Yudalid in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. We got the two dats in Yudalid Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Mokom she'omru leharich. Mishnah says, when you have a long brocha, you can make it short. When you have a short brocha, you can make it long. Says the Gemara, Elu brochas she'marichim be'em. Which brochas do you add to? And you make it longer. Brochas Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim u'Birkos Tanis Tzibur. We're talking the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, which you had a lot to the bracha, like we see in the brachos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that we have today. And we have the bracha of Tainis, which refers to the extra brachos that were added in a Tainis Tzibur mentioned in Meseches Tainis, where there they added six more brachos after the bracha of Gal Yisrael, and they were marich in Gal Yisrael as well. So you had Gal Yisrael plus six, seven brachos with a bigger arichus. Says the Gemara, "Because Adam nikor im tamechachemu im burhu, a person is nikor if he is a tamechachem or not, based on how he does a bracha. If he adds the wrong bracha or makes a bracha too short, that shows that he is a bur. Tamechachem will know how to say the brachas. Obviously, we're talking those days when the brachas were not written down and people had to say it by heart based on their understanding." Says the Gemara, "Elu brachos shemekatzrim behem. What's the brachos that you keep short? Hamevorach ala mitzvos veala peiros. Person who does a bracha on mitzvos, it's one bracha on latilas lulav, on fruits where he prays. Ubirkas hazimun. The way it's written down over here is birkas hazimun, referring to nevorach shachalnu mishloi, which is a little hard for us to understand because that's not a real bracha. In the Tosefta, if you look at the Tosefta." There's another gear so that says Ubrikas Hazman. Talk about Shechionu. Shechionu is a short bracha. Ubracha achreinu shubrikas hamazon achar hamazon. Referring to the last bracha, Ubrikas hamazon, atoy v'ameitiv. Even though we have a little bit of richus, but it's really just an expansion of a very short bracha, and therefore it's considered to be a bracha with no richus. Now the Haredim, just to mention over here, says that therefore he's not happy with people that add harachamans after Yechasreinu, because you're adding to the last bracha. Meaning the Haredim understood that the harachamans are joining the last bracha, and you're making the last bracha longer, and not as we do it, we just do it as a separate haskara, not connected to the last bracha. Says the Gemara, midayak from here, hakol shara brachas odomarech, the fact that we said that this list of brachas, you should not add to them, but for other brachas, you could add to them. It's only this list. Now, says the Gemara, "Amar Chizkio min ma detanya ma'arich harizem megune, v'mekatzar harizem meshubuch hado amar shein zeklal." So, first, we explain. Really, there is a steer in the diuk over here from the Reish of the Braisa that says these are the long brachas. Mashma, any other brachas should not make long. From the Sefer of the Braisa that says these are the short brachas. Mashma, every other bracha he could make long. So, says the Gemara, you see, for me, it's not a klal. It's not a rule. You can learn from this, right? So, what's exactly the rule? And the Haredim concludes that the main one is the beginning of the Braisa, meaning that only the long brachas that are mentioned. That's the only bracha ruka that we have. Says the Gemara, Tani tzorich la'arich b'gol yisrol b'tainis. When you add in the brachas of tainis, the bracha that we understand now, that you should be marichin, is the bracha of gol yisrol in Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, "B'sheshu moisif einu marich." You want to tell me the other six brachas you're not marich? And this is the main place where you're marich, as the Mefarshim point out. Amar Yosef shloi toimar hoil vu mein Shmoneh Esrei lo yarich bo. I would say specifically the six brachas that are new brachas that are added to Shmoneh Esrei, this you can be marich. But gol yisrol, which is part of the regular Shmoneh Esrei, maybe that you cannot marich. That's why the Brice has to be very clear and say that Goyal Yisrael, you could be Marich, Koshik and the other six brachas. Says the Gemara, Eilu brachas sheshechachim behem barishon t'chila v'soif ubamoydim t'chila v'soif. These are the brachas where you have to bow down. In the first bracha, beginning and end, and in moydim, beginning and end. That's what we do as well. Hashechach al kol bracha v'bracha. A person who bows down for every bracha, we teach him not to do it. It's a derech of gaiva to do too much. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Nachman ben Levi Kohen Gadol Shecheach Al Soiv Kol Bracha Ubracha. He brings that Kohen Gadol does bow down for every bracha. V'Hamelech Roish Kol Bracha Ubracha V'Soiv Kol Bracha Ubracha. And the Melech has to do bow down the beginning of the bracha and the end of each bracha. Says the Gemara of Simon Mishum Mishum Levi, HaMelech Mishu Koreya Einoi Niskov Achahu Mashlim Kol Tfilosoi. The king, when he bows down, he starts bowing down at the beginning of davening and stays bowed down the entire davening to show the achno of the king, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, we have a similar Gemara in the Bavli. Says the Gemara, my taimo. Again, in the Yerushalmi, when it says my taimo, it means, what is the source? How do we know that a king bows down the entire davening? Zog the Gemara Amud Beis, because it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ike chalois shloimoi lispar Hashem es kol atfino. Tfilo, v'ez kol atchina hazois, when Shlomo HaMelech finished davening the entire tefillah and building a base of Mikdash, kol melifnei mizbeach Hashem michor al birkov. So then he got up in front of his Mizbeach Hashem. So in the end of davening, that's when he got up, he was bowing down the entire davening. Says the Gemara, Ezu kriyo v'ezu bricho. So before she bring, we have here kriyo as we see in this pasuk. We also have bricho, which means nivricho lifnei Hashem. What's the difference between the two? Says more of Chia Ravo, here are Brecho Lifnei Rebbe, Venifsach Venisrapo. So Chia Ravo tried to show this in front of Rebbe, and he became Piseach, he got up lame, but then he healed, then he became good again. Rabbi Levi Barsisi, he wrote Kriyo Lifnei Rebbe, he showed Kriyo in front of Rebbe, Venifsach Venisrapo. And he got up lame, and he was not healed, and therefore he was limping his entire life. Now this Gemara, we find it in the Bavli. And the Bavli, the Gemara speaks about, that Levi showed a kiddo in front of Rebbe. There Rashi explains that kiddo means that he leans his entire weight on his hands, and he gets up, and there's nothing that holds him except the strength of his legs, and that's how it can hurt the legs. So the Gemara there says that's called kiddo. So the Haredim points out that what we call Kriya in the Yerushalmi refers to Kido by the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi here does not go on to explain what is the Kriya and what is the Kido exactly, just saying that they showed it and demonstrated it in front of the Rabbim. Says the Gemara, the cup of Prusas HaShemayim, referring to Shlomo HaMelech after he davened Beis HaMikdash, so his hands were raised up to the sky. Omar Avayvu kegon adin naktim ayahoymet. He was standing, the first you say it, like this sick person who is a little bit paralyzed and he cannot move. That's a Shlomo HaMelech was standing in front of Hashem and now moving a bit, as if he was in awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Belozer Bahavino, Kikapayim Alolu Shalom Notfu Beis HaMikdash Klom. It was a sign to say that his hands did not take away from Beis HaMikdash nothing. Everything that he raised for Beis HaMikdash and everything he took, every single donation went to Beis HaMikdash, and nothing was taken by Shlomo HaMelech and his palace. Says the Gemara, Tanor Rabbi Chalavto ben Shaul, Hakol Shoichichim Shliach Tzibur Boido. When the Shliach Tzibur says Moidim, so the entire Tzibur needs to bow down as well. Rabbi Zeir Omar, Ubilvad Bemoidim. Meaning the only time where we bow down with the Shliach Tzibur is the beginning of Moidim and not the end of Moidim. Says the Gemara of Zehiro, Sovar Likruvo, he wanted to get close to the Chazon, to hear the Chazon, because he wanted to bow down at the beginning and in the end. He held the Pashtus in the Yerushalmi, is that this Mandama held, you have to bow down with the Chazon, both in the beginning of Moedim and the end of Moedim, so he got very close to hear it, because he was of the opinion that you have to bow down beginning and end. The Haredim brings another explanation that he agreed to do only the beginning, but he would be marich in the moedim, the Gemara is going to speak about in a moment, and he would say it very long, bowing down, so by the time he ended his moedim, that's when the chazan ended the bracha. So that's why he came to listen, because he was saying moedim out loud, he couldn't hear the chazan, but he wanted to be next to the chazan to see when the chazan finished, that's when he finished his moedim. Says the Gemara of Yasa, Katzolik Leocho, when he came here to Eretz Yisrael, Chantum Kachonim Umelachshim. He saw everybody bowing down in Moedim and saying something. Omalun Mao Din Lechisho says, What are you saying? Vloshmiya de Mar Chalvu. Didn't you hear what Mar Chalvu said? And then Rabbi Shimon, Bishim Rabbi Yechon, Bishim Rabbi Yirmiyo, Rabbi Chanina, Bishim Ramaisho, Rabchia b'shem Rav Simoi. V'istam el chavirai b'shem Rav Simoi. Different mandomarim that said what? The following nusach for the bracha. Moedim alach uloch, we moedim to Hashem, adoin kol abriyos, he's the master of all people, of all creatures, eloka tishbochois, the eloika that gets all the shvachim, tsur elomim, the strength, the rock of the world, cheo oilom, give his life to the world, yoytze bereshit, created bereshit, mechaye hameisim, and menshe tchias hameisim over here, shechisonu mikiam tonu, you made us live and be, come to this moment, v'zikisonu, v'zikisonu, you gave us a schus, and you helped us, v'kevtonu, and brought us close, lohoidus l'shimcho, to come in moedit to you, boch ato Hashem keloidus. So this is the nusach, the first nusach the Gemara brings over here, regarding the moedim we call moedim derabbanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbo bar Zavdo b'shem Rav, he has a different nusach. Moedim anachu lo shenu chayavim lohoidus l'shimcho. We moedit to you that we have to moedit to you. So here, just to point out, the Rav Hudner, famous Rav Hudner, says that in Moedim, there's two explanations for the word Moedim. Moedim can be admission, and Moedim can be gratitude. A person could admit that he owes something, Moedim miktsas, and a person could say thank you to somebody. So here in the Chur, that's the Loshim. He says, Moedim anachuloch, we admit to you, shanu chayvim lo yadois tishmecha, that we have to thank you. Teranenos v'sai ki hazam roloch, my lips will sing when I praise you, v'nafshi asher padiso, and my soul who you redeemed. Baruch atah Hashem kel hoidos. Again, brocha on the hoidos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel bar Mino b'shem Rav Acha hoidoyo, he brings another nusach. V'shvach l'shimcho, v'meshebeach to your name, l'cho gdulo, l'cho gvuro, l'cho tiferes, three of the midas of Hashem v'meshebeach over here, gdulo is chesed, gvuro is din, tiferes, which is the combination. Yeratzoim v'necho Hashem l'kino l'kereseinu, shetasmicheinu minifilaseinu, you'll pick us up from our fall, v'tizkefeinu mikfivaseinu, you will straighten us up from our bowing down, ke'atosoimech noiflim, you pick up the ones that fall, and with that, tezvo and with aleph, v'zoikev kefubim, you straighten up the ones that are bent down, u'mole rachmim, you're full of mercy, v'ein oin luvatcha, there's no one like you, you are the melech hamlochim. Baruchat Hashem, kelo idois, again, ending with a bracha of oidah, and that's a third nusach of moedim that we mentioned over here. And as we go on to the next daf, we'll see another nusach, a longer nusach, and then a conclusion of the sugya. And with this, we come to the end of Yerushalmi Brachos, daf Yudalit.